Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? LegalShield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Pre-game is right.
Never boring.
Start stretching because we don't want to pull a muscle from all the things that we have to talk about this week. I might not do a lot of the talking considering my voice is hoarse.
Yeah, what happened?
I've been coughing. No, not COVID. I've been tested. We're good here. But I've been coughing and I can't stop. Anyways, I'm verklempt. Aaron and all the listeners and viewers out there, we have had a week.
We've had agents, 2 weeks.
Well,
two
that's
weeks.
True. We've had like Shit. 2 years. But to consolidate this, because this is the pregame, for those of you guys that are new to this, we do a little 10-minute preview of what we will talk about in its entirety over on our full podcast. Ooh. Thank you guys for making this such a huge success early on here. We appreciate it. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. It means that you only need 10 minutes of us, or you just like a little teaser. Either way, here's the teaser. Aaron Rodgers is back in Green Bay. Russell Wilson's out in Seattle. Bobby Wagner's out in Seattle. Aww. And Tom Brady is coming back to Tampa. Is this mic on? It is. I'm yelling. I know
Where's
you're excited.
Where's Shep Darlington? Why didn't he break that news? Schefter, where
oh my
are you?
God.
Oh, mum's the word from them.
He broke the internet when he came back on and said he was coming back. And you used all caps to text me and said, thank God.
God. Hey, so how did you find out? I was looking at something on my phone. Like I was watching something and I was getting buzz after buzz after buzz after buzz. And I just thought it was one of my girlfriend's text chains. And I was like, okay, fine. God. But then when I got it was like, yes, 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 yes. It was like, holy shit. But the one person I hadn't heard from was you. So that's why I texted you. And I was like, thank God. So what were you doing?
Well, I was being present, which is something I'm working on my life right now.
Congrats.
And so thank you. So I was with a couple of girlfriends and one of them was having her baby shower over the weekend. So we were sort of, you know, doing all of that. And then I picked up my phone and you can't escape what's happening. And then you text very soon after that. And I was like, I was so happy for you because I know that you were honestly super upset when he announced that he was leaving. But I told you, and look, I didn't know anything, obviously, but the dude never used the word retire in his concession speech, as I'm now referring to it. He never said he was going to retire. And a guy like that, and we know all of our, you know, friends in the industry and, you know, Colin, friend, and we got to get Colin on this podcast.
I know. But, where is he?
You know, Ryan, our producer, who's also Colin's producer, was talking about that a guy that's that competitive doesn't just walk away from the game. So are you surprised that he, A, is coming back, and B, are you surprised that he even said anything to begin with if he always knew he was coming back? Kind of like, I'm confused, like, where that in-between is.
I'm going to tease a sit-down interview with him because I better get one next season. But I just don't, something obviously was going on where he was like, okay, I don't think obviously he wasn't sold either way. I can't wait to hear what he has to say about this. But maybe at the time thought, I'm either not happy with this or maybe it's time to move on. But yeah, obviously not sold on it. I'm not surprised he's back. I am surprised he's back with Tampa. I really, really, really thought he was going to end up in San Francisco, which selfishly for me and my travel would have been great, but I'm so excited that he's back. Just in general, I'm excited he's back in the NFC. I think, you know, Fox really needed him to stay there selfishly because, you know, if you listen to Colin, all the quarterbacks are in the AFC. You've got Rodgers, we've got Stafford, Murray, all of that. But it's great he's there.
Yeah, well, two things. You thought San Francisco because A, they need a quarterback, and B, because he'd be going home, right, to the Bay. Is that sort of what...
going home, and I feel like there was just a lot of conversation that maybe John Lynch, who had a good relationship with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, would be able to get him out of that one-year deal with the Bucs. I know Bruce Arians said that they weren't going to give up the rights or trade him, but I thought maybe because Lynchy was tight with the Glazers, played there, Hall of Famer, he could be like, all right, come on, let the guy leave, let him come to us. I thought that would be really fun to see him with Debo Samuel and Kyle Shanahan. But hey, I thought about myself yesterday, you know, because I win Super Bowls, and which is him coming
you know what?
Back.
He probably came back because he was like, I need another summer in Montana with Aaron shagging balls. He was like, well, look,
seriously,
this can't be the
now
end
we're
of
back
it.
In business. I mean, the whole summer outlook has changed. I mean, we got to make champions. I got to get Stafford going. I got to get, you know, Brady
going.
You
can run a whole quarterback clinic out there now.
There's a lot of things going on. But I did think right away of guys like Mike Evans, Devin White. I mean, geez, can you imagine? They're just like, oh, kind of like how I've been feeling for the last 2 weeks, like super sad. And then all of a sudden it's like, boom, here we go.
Which, so of course, the teaser on that is, you know, you lost your teammates of 10 years in Joe Buck and Troy Aikman as their announcement that they're going over to the other network with four letters that we have spend some time at. But yes, we will talk about that at length in our full podcast. But I know it's been a week for you because these are colleagues, but they're family members after that long. And that's a huge
shift. I've had a headache
shift
for 2 weeks.
Yeah. And I know it's definitely something that we will elaborate on. But, you know, it's interesting because there's a lot of end of the Q boys to men end of the road, because I know from my family in Seattle and having, you know, the boys, Russell Wilson, Bobby Wagner, now the longest tenured Seahawk is Tyler Lockett, because it's over now. That whole run of Legion of Boom and, the boys that, you know, went to two Super Bowls and won one, of course. And the irony is now Russell is the only quarterback that will go to a team that he beat in a Super Bowl in the Broncos. So I was sad to see him leave because he was great for the city off the field as well. All of his charitable efforts with the Why Not You Academy, with Children's Hospital. He was great for the city. But I'm also somebody who I like change. And I think that it comes to a point where, you know, people have to move on. And I think it was time. I think it was time for all of them. But it is sad to see them go. My sister has a picture of Russell's jersey and Bobby Wagner stacked in her kid's room. And she's like, oh, sad face, like it's over. But it's good. And Aaron Rodgers returning to Green Bay. Are you surprised by that? Not surprised by that? You'll be spending more time there.
Yeah.
You know that.
Well, also on Bobby Wagner, one of my favorites to deal with. And I saw the buzz about Dallas and potentially Dan Quinn. I would love to see him in Dallas. Selfishly, we're there a lot with Fox, so that would be great. He is just such a wonderful guy and so easy to cheer for. Aaron, pumped he's coming back to Green Bay. For a minute, I was thinking the day before the announcement, I was actually texting with Pat McAfee, didn't know he was going to break the news, but just said, I hope it's not Aaron Rodgers retire Tuesday. I'm glad he's back.
Think he might retire?
Yeah. No. Yeah. There was a little bit of buzz. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Because Aaron, you know him better than anyone. He's so competitive. He'd be willing to go out without another ring.
But Aaron is somebody that we've talked to him about this before in our meetings. He would walk away and he would be fine. He really would. Whereas look at Tom. It's like, let's go. They're just wired different. Yes. Two of the most competitive athletes I've ever been around, which is why I'm like, please don't leave me. Please stay. You're so fun to cover. But yeah, Aaron has said point blank, if I leave, I'm going to be fine with it. So I really kind of started thinking, wow, he has other interests. He has other things going on. Maybe this is it. So super pumped about it. Sent him a text and was like, yes, thank you. So that was great. Now it'll be interesting with Devontae Adams saying he's not going to play with that franchise tag. You better open up the purse strings, Goody.
Come on.
Could he go to Tampa? No, there's no way Aaron will let that happen.
Yeah,
no,
exactly. He's not going back there without his security blanket and best friend on the team. And the guy he said arguably is the best he's ever played with. So, which
and we love some Devontae Adams. So they better get it done.
Yeah, I love it though. I mean, going back to that idea of change, it's hard for some people. I welcome it because I think that's just like the way that I've always rolled. Hence my hair color changing normal, like every other day. But I don't know. I think it's exciting. And I've rooted for, I don't know if you're like this. Are you a fan of just teams or players at this point in your career? Because I now root for individual players. So if they leave a team, but like to see, even when Montana went and left San Francisco and went to Kansas City, I was like, no, you have to stay with a team your whole career. Well, Jordan left and ended up with the Wizards. That's how he retired. Right. So I don't know. I just think it's a very rare thing, which is another reason why I love that Aaron, assumingly, will finish his career in Green Bay, because you don't see that a lot anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a fan of players. I mean, I'm a fan of some organizations just because of, you know, maybe the group of players and what they stand for. And you end up in our position, you know, getting to know management and things like that. But people are always like, do you cheer for teams? I cheer for guys. Like, I cheer for guys that are nice. I cheer for guys that obviously selfishly help me out. You get to know their families really well, things like that. So never boring. I mean, two people I think really have it going on. Andy Cohen with Bravo and The Housewives and Roger Goodell with this NFL thing. I mean, it's the best reality show out there besides Real Housewives of Salt Lake and New Jersey, you know?
I
just finished Love is Blind. Love is Blind is crazy fun.
That's also the title of my memoir. Anyways, but we'll get to that and a whole lot more in the full episode coming up next.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? LegalShield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season show us big risk can yield big rewards, like Rob Riley, the creative head of one of the world's leading advertising firms.
I try to create environments where anybody can say anything without any judgment.
Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.